Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome back. This is podcast 842 of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD.com and iHeart and any place you can download it from. Do rate us, please. We need your help. This is the show for 6/13/2017, and this is the show for 6/6/2017. I got a week ahead of myself, and we do have a wonderful guest lined up for you today. I should tell you about some of my favorite guests in the past. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but let's go through the top stories of this week. Why everything you know about salt we know in the medical profession may be wrong. Yes, some Russian astronauts and Russian animals sent up in space have told us something different, and now we even know it on Earth, and why you may want to put salt on your food. Yeah, really interesting. We'll get to that. Noisy knees, arthritis may be in your future, but it's not as common as we thought. Only maybe 20% of people with noisy knees will get arthritis over the next 3 years. EpiPens, they work about 2, maybe as long as 4 years post-expiration dates. Pain relievers and pain tied to immediate heart risks. The odd omegas, the best way to tell if you're at a healthy weight. The Well Beyond Wellness story, greater total pollution increases cancer risk. And I'll tell you, I just saw an abstract. We'll take it in a couple weeks. But it also makes the greater pollution means your sleep efficiency, the amount of time you sleep for the amount of time you're in bed, goes down due to one of the compounds in common air pollution. How much cardio is really good for your heart? And are statin side effects all in your head? And people with HIV are living 10 years longer than the same person would have lived if they had developed HIV in 1990. And those are the top news stories of the week. Who've been our guests in the past that I really want to tell you, you really should listen to? Well, we've had a great series of guests. Obviously, my co-author for Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip, Gene Chatsky, 824 and 825. Download those podcasts, that part of the guest segment, and you can hear those outstanding interviews she gave. Podcast 828, Neil Barnard, The Cheese Trap. 838 was Dr. Andy Weil, Mind Over Meds. 840, The Brain. 841, The Salt Fix. Actually, 841, we didn't do any, so we'll come back to that salt fix again. And Dr. Robert Greenberg talked in 837 about the bionic eye and the toxin solution by Dr. Joseph Pizzorno on 836. I want to tell you of one other that I really loved. 833, Meredith Wadman, the vaccine race, how we competed and how you had to be a real rogue to really develop great vaccines. And that's what happened in the United States. But it was done by one of the great people who chronicles it. Meredith Wadman is a writer for Science, but she's also a physician who did just a gorgeous job in this interview session. I want to also remind you, one of my real favorites is why toothpaste, a specific one, can save your life. I think that was podcast 814 and 816. So I don't want you, if you haven't heard that one, go back to it. Well, let's go now to the top stories of the week. And this is, again, for 6/6/17, podcast 842. And by the way, you will want to get and listen to our guests, so stay tuned for the guest segment. Let's start out with the wellness foreplay, why everything we know about salt may be wrong. This is a story on the Russian cosmonauts. They were held in isolation, obviously, to simulate space travel. It's part of their normal travel. And they show that eating more salt made them less thirsty, not more thirsty. I'm going to take a gulp of my coffee right now. Well, you think about that, because every one of us always thought that more salt made you more thirsty, but instead it makes you hungrier. So you'd say, well, I should gain weight. But no, more salt speeds your metabolism. So this is everything we know about salt is wrong. It doesn't cause weight gain, it causes weight loss. It doesn't cause thirst increase, it causes hunger increase. It causes thirst decrease. But the hunger doesn't increase your weight because it increases your metabolism more. Are you confused? You should be, because everything we know about salt is different in these cosmonauts, these Russian cosmonauts. This is now they have taken the same experiment. You thought it would have been done before, but we're pretty slow in medicine. And it has been done now in mice. And it works the same way in mice as I told you. Everything we know may be false. Wellness foreplay, noisy knees. Well, if you've got noisy knees, about 1 in 5 of you will end up developing knee arthritis, a serious condition. That serious condition leads to progressive, in those people who develop it, that's that 20%, progressive arthritis and disability. So the basic message is don't get pain in your knees. And if your knees creak and pop, do whatever you can to prevent the condition from worsening and getting more knees popping in other animals. And by the way, that was a large study, I think 1,800 and some people. I don't have it right in front of me, but I think it was, let's see if I can get that study real quick. Sonar, I need you here to find that story for me, but I'm pretty sure it's 1,860-some patients were involved in that study, so pretty big study. No, I wanted you to just come on and talk about it. I need, every now and then, Sonar, I need someone to help me talk about things.
That's no worries.
And that, you heard, was Sonar in the background. Pain relievers tied to immediate heart risk. Oh, the study, I'm sorry, on the arthritis was 3,500 people, even bigger. Pain relievers tied to immediate heart risks. This was a study of 446,000 people aged 40 to 79, of whom more than 61,000 had heart attacks. Well, that's a little, you know, it's only 15% over this period that they were studied. But the risk of a heart attack increased for the people who took Celebrex by 25%, by 50% for those who took Advil, Motrin, or Diclofenac, and 53% for people who took Aleve or Naproxen. So those are pretty huge increases. And I think it may be because, in fact, those medicines antagonize the effect of aspirin. I'm not sure they increase the risk all by themselves. I think that aspirin lowers the risk, and these medicines, it's like two medicines of the same type trying to get in the same parking space. They prevent each other from having an effect. EpiPens. You've heard about how expensive they are. That's the next news story of the week. In fact, they tested the epinephrine in EpiPens. They have about a 2-year life when they come out. But they often come out with only 6 months left on it. That is, the devices are often come out 6 months after they're made, so they only have a year and a half left. For every EpiPen, $600 to $800. Turns out when this group studied the EpiPens, they had enough Epi left in them to be effective for even 4 years after their expiration date, and certainly for 2 years. So you're pretty safe at using them for 2 years. So instead of it being $600 every year and a half, it's now $600 every 3 or 4 years. So it means it's reduced the cost substantially. Not low enough. When I was a medical student, it would cost us 17 cents, not even a dollar, for an amp of epinephrine. Why the increase? It isn't that the materials to make it are more expensive. And it isn't regulatory authority. That was already approved drug. It is someone making an awful lot of money off of sickness. And we need pharmaceutical companies. They do huge amounts of benefit. But the gouging in some of these areas is unbelievable. Well Beyond Wellness story. Greater total pollution exposure tied to higher cancer risk. This was compared to counties with the highest environmental quality. Counties that ranked in the lowest quartile had 40% more cancers than those in the lowest quartile. So it would mean that if you went 80 years, it means that you'd have 3,200 more cancers per 100,000 people, or it's only a 3%, if you will, absolute increase in risk, but it is, in fact, compared to what your risk would have been, it is a really big increase in risk. What's the best way to tell if you're at a healthy weight? I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about it. Well, you know it. That's right. Sonar already guessed it. It is measure yourself around your belly button with you sucking in with a tape measure. We used to think BMI isn't as good as your waist size, and you want a waist that's less than half your height, or in general for women under 35, for men under 39 is the healthiest. So measure yourself, and you're in inches, your weight at your belly button, put the tape measure around you, suck in, because you will anyway. And what you want to find is your waist be less than 35 if you're a woman, less than 39 inches if you're a guy, then you're in your lowest group.
Does that also work with your neck as well, Dr. Mike?
Well, you can measure your neck. We don't think it works as well, but the risk of sleep apnea and of some other problems is if you get more a neck size more than 17 inches. What's your neck size, Sonar? Have you bought shirts recently?
No, I haven't, but I'm right there at that cusp.
Okay, so keep it down. But more importantly, put a tape measure around your waist, suck in, and see what it is. Your waist should be less than half your height in inches. So if you're 6 feet, 72 inches, your waist should be less than 36. Aging doesn't increase rapidly until that waist size is greater than 35 for women, greater than 39 for men. How much cardio is really good for your heart? Well, it isn't extremes. It's less than 2 hours in a row is great for your heart. And the reason we think is it doesn't overwhelm your antioxidant capacity inside the cells, and it causes you to build up antioxidant capacity if you do less than 2 hours. What do we mean by that? Well, inside your cells, you have three antioxidants, SOD, catalase, and glutathione. You don't get these from taking them. You get them from producing them in your own body, and it turns out that under 2 hours of exercise is the best for building your own antioxidant capacity. Those buffer the free radicals produced when you eat glucose, eat simple sugars, or exercise. We've now gone over the top news stories of the week. Let me repeat the highlights. Well Beyond Wellness, pain relievers like Aleve and ibuprofen, and pain are tied to immediate heart risk. Remember to put a, if you will, only aspirin or only ibuprofen. Don't take both at the same time. And remember that you should always talk to your physician about this, but take a half a glass of warm water before and after any pain reliever. Noisy knees, those people, that's the Wellness Foreplay story of the week. 20% of them will develop arthritis within 3 years. Wellness Foreplay with the number 4, why everything we know about salt may be wrong, and the odd omegas, how to tell the best way to tell if you're at a healthy weight. That's measuring your waist size at the belly button with a tape measure. You sucking in, it should be less than half your height. I'm running out of voice, and that's a good thing at this time because we have a wonderful guest coming up. I'm going to surprise you with our guest, but stay tuned. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD and iHeart, released every Tuesday at 7 a.m., but you can download it at your convenience so you can listen to it at your convenience. Listen to it on demand, but please do keep downloading it. 50,000 of you are downloading it a week, and please rate us on iHeart. That'll increase our recognition as something that provides you with exactly what we want to do, very useful information, so you can take control of your health. We'll be right back. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering of this part. Don't go away. We'll be right back.